Katie. You're on with Mick and Tommy.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what up, Katie?
Oh, I love you. I'm so happy to talk to you. Wow.
Yeah.
I feel like awesome. I've just been immersed in Motley Crue for the past couple of days, you guys.
Nice.
Well, what made you decide that 34 years was enough and that this was going to be a two-year sayonara for you guys?
Well, this is something that we didn't just, wake up one day and go, okay, well, I think we're done. We've been talking about it for probably about 5, maybe 6 years. I remember we had this conversation in Japan while we were there, and we just kind of looked forward into the future and thought that maybe within the next 5 or 6 years, why don't we tap out? Because we've kind of done everything we set out to do. We've accomplished so much. Also, it's not a good look, and it would never be our style to kind of like hobble off into the to the sunset like so many bands have done, and that's just not what we envisioned. So we made a conscious effort to pick a date and say, on this date, which will be New Year's Eve
2015 into 2016. Wow.
Yes, ma'am. And that's going to be the last time you'll see the four of us tear it up.
In one place.
Yeah, in one place.
In one place. And is that so binding? Seriously? I mean, really, that contract that you guys signed, there's no chance of it ever happening again.
Yeah, and that's why we did it. I mean, literally, because we also had talked about that, because if we didn't do something like that, everyone would be saying, oh, man, they'll be back in about 5 years. That thing that goes on, because so many bands have done that in the past where they're still on their farewell tour. I mean, Lord,
don't mention any names.
Yeah, sorry, I won't mention names, but they're still on some farewell tour. And that's not cool to the fans, and it's just not cool,
Well, yeah.
Well, it is cool to the fans, because when those people keep touring, there's only two fans left.
Yeah.
Well, so, and then you just think you're shelling out your hard-earned money, and it's like, because you think you're going to the last show ever.
Yeah, and that's not cool. And it feels good for us, too, to know that we're not jacking our fans around, but we're going to go around and play one last time and call it a badass
34 years
and be like, we out.
Absolutely. I mean, you guys, I think when you said we've done everything, I think, you really surprised us a few years ago with that Super Bowl commercial that Kia, oh my God, that was one of the greatest things we've ever seen. Then the Coldwell Banker thing with Home Sweet Home, and I'm thinking, okay, my mom even likes this song at this point. So yeah, you've pretty much done it all when you become mainstream America, which I think is fantastic because you guys have recorded some amazing music. I can't even believe that for a week here, we get to download your greatest hits for free.
Yeah.
Tell me about this. Where can people get this? Google Play?
Google Play, yes, ma'am.
I think that's amazing. For this week only, you can download Motley Crue's Greatest Hits. You have a new single and video clip, All Things Bad, that's out now. Listen to all this stuff. And then how did you decide on Fox and Friends? That's another surprise for us to make the big announcement yesterday morning. Are you there?
Yeah, we're here. We're thinking about it.
Whose idea was it? I loved it.
Fox and Friends has a massive audience, and the most viewers. So, it's a good way for us to let everybody know that there's only 34 shows left in America. That's it, dudes and dudettes.
I know that there are a few little clubs in Atlanta that you love a lot, and you're going to be playing there again August 30th, Phillips Arena.
Yep. Atlanta's always fun, man. We played Atlanta, and I believe we played the outdoor place.
Yes.
And we weren't able to do the full production, so now some of those markets that we weren't able to do the full production, we're coming to play indoors where we can hang the full-on roller coaster and the big stage,
Oh,
a lot of the amphitheaters just wouldn't handle the production. It was kind of smashed in there, so.
Well, and those shows sold out so fast, so this is
And sold out fast. So, so that wouldn't be, Motley fashion to come and kind of do that, so we're coming back with the whole shebango.
Hey, Mick, I know that tickets right now are on sale for VIP experience. Do you know what this involves with Motley Crue, a VIP experience?
The VIP Motley experience. I don't know. You get to do a lot of things.
Will they get to meet you guys?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a lot of stuff. It's like a big bundle,
Yeah, it's a lot going on. A lot going on.
Go on stage, see all the equipment, look at gigantic drum sets, the amplifiers, all the guitars, all this stuff. Meet us. There's a whole lot of stuff. Photos with the band. It's probably like a good hour for them to At least an hour to go through the whole thing, yeah.
I think you get to lick Mick Mars' face.
Oh, no.
Yay! We
no,
want to do that.
The skin would come off.
Oh, geez. Oh, and tell me, just what is your thought about a New Year's Eve show? Did you always know you're going to do this at the Staples Center in L.A.? I mean, that's such a cool thing.
Well, that's what we wanted to do, and we just confirmed it now. So, yeah, we're super pumped. I mean, that's where it all started. That's where we wanted to finish it. So, yeah, we are going to put together, as you could probably imagine, some insane extravaganza for New Year's Eve. It'll be unforgettable, I am sure.
Hopefully we can get some winners there, too. You guys, I have so many more questions I could ask you, but I've got to share you with the rest of the world. So we love Motley Crue.
Awesome. We'll see you soon.
Thanks so much for your time, guys.
All good.
All right, sweetie. Bye.
Bye now.